Don't lose sight of the blessing. No matter how blessed, successful, accomplished, fruitful, or healthy we are, at some point of our life, we are either being attacked or about to be attacked in some area of our life. God says he will bless us, but we must dress for the battle while you receive the blessing. With every blessing, there is a battle. The greater the blessing, the greater the battle. The enemy would not send that level of battle against you for that little of blessing before you. The level of battle you face is an indication of the level of blessings you stand to receive. Think about it. A thief doesn't steal from an empty house. No one holds up a bag lady. Trust me, if you're under attack, there is something to be gained. Ephesians 6, verses 11 and 12 says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Once you're dressed in your armor, now it's time to stand, not run. Don't give up territory to the devil. Just like in battle, when you retreat and run, you're giving ground to your enemy. If you hold on to what God has given you, because God has given us blessings we have not yet received yet. Remember, so everything manifests in the spiritual before it manifests in the physical. And in order to take it from the spiritual and snatch it into your possession, you must stand, not run. Stop asking God to stand if you're not willing to stand. You must have an investment in what God is about to give you. It is for this very reason that whenever I do any type of graphic design or web work for anyone, they must give a monetary payment up front, even if it's a dollar. Because until you give up something, you will not appreciate what you're getting in return or value it. Once you take the initial stand, now you're ready to take the next step. So let's talk about protecting your head. The battle that is coming against you is coming against what you know about God. You know you're healed. The symptoms come to convince you that you're not. You know you're free, but the enemy comes against you, your freedom, to convince you that you don't have what God has already released to you. Many of you are being fought by imaginations and shadows. Some of you are stressed to death over what ifs and maybes, being stabbed by suppose. You lay in the bed, wrestling with ghosts of what ifs, supposed tos, maybes, I think, I heard. So therefore, you wake up tired in the morning because even though you slept, you didn't get any rest because in your sleep, you were fighting. For many, it is the helmet that protects our head that we fail to put on. Your head speaks to leadership, to government. Most live their life based on emotions, their feelings, and not a head place. Many are so engrossed by what the heart feels that they have not covered what the head thinks. Stop allowing yourself to be governed by your emotions. Stop having a heart experience in a head fight. You will never win a battle if you're having a heart experience in a head fight. You're telling the enemy how you feel. Has nothing to do with what you know. And if you are in a debate with somebody, never do so from a position of feelings. You must use facts. The enemy wants to cut off your head so you're left with only feelings. Real decisions that move your life along don't come out of your emotions. They come out of your head. Real opportunities that God will open up for you have to come out of your head and not your feelings. God did not promise us that your feelings would line up with the facts. How many of us are living a headless life because we have not separated what we feel from what we know? For example, if your boss is criticizing your work, it does not mean they are criticizing you. They don't have time to babysit your feelings. Your boss needs you to correct the problem. It's not personal, so stop allowing your feelings to make you think it's personal. When you read the story of Cain and Abel, God told Cain, why are you jealous of Abel? If you do what is asked of you well, won't I receive you? God said, I'm not against you, Cain. I'm against what you did. And if you fix what you did, I'll bless you like I blessed Abel. Folks, as I've said, 2020 is the year of great blessings for many. So please begin to start using your head and not your heart so you receive all that God has already planned for you to have in abundance.